Arizona's music scene has produced several well-known singers like Linda Ronstadt and Stevie Nicks, Waylon Jennings and Dierks Bentley, Alice Cooper and CeCe Peniston.
Phoenix and Arizona have also played prominent roles in many songs, from By the Time I Get to Phoenix, performed by Glen Campbell, to By the Time I Get to Arizona by Public Enemy. Recently, KJZZ's Christina Estes picked up on a 50-year-old song many Phoenicians don't know about, and she learned about it, believe it or not, during a discussion of street names at a city council meeting. Christina, I have to ask, how exactly did this come about?
Well, the council was discussing how to handle a citizen's request to officially rename Broadway Road in South Phoenix to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's in Councilwoman Kate Gallego's district. While she's supportive of changing the name, she said a community-wide discussion would need to take place first, and it would need to include the local music crowd, which Gallego says is fiercely proud of a song called Funky Broadway. It was written and performed by R. Lester Christian, who went by the name Dyke. His band was called Dyke and the Blazers. Now, contrary to what some may think, Gallego says the song is not about Broadway in New York City. She says it's about Broadway Road in Phoenix.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's hear some of it, Christina.
Okay, this is how it opens, and you have to listen closely to the words.
So Dyke is singing about every town having a street named Broadway. So what exactly is the Phoenix connection?
Well, there are a couple of connections. Dyke was originally from Buffalo, New York, where there is also a Broadway Road. But in the 60s, he moved to Phoenix, where he wrote the song and his band recorded it. And here's where it got really interesting for me, a total novice when it comes to Phoenix music history. I listened to it a couple times and I thought, well, yes, this is clearly about Broadway Road in Phoenix. I grasped the song a little differently than John Dixon did. He's a founding member of the Arizona Music Hall of Fame and calls himself Arizona's unofficial music historian. We listened to the song and focused on some lines where Dyke sings about different cities. He mentions New York, Buffalo, LA, and Phoenix. And you want to listen carefully to the Phoenix reference. That's where John and I discuss different interpretations.
Listen, I yield to your creativity and deep thought process.
But we have to explain that because listened to it, I heard all of these cities and areas and he said, they don't know,
yeah,
they don't know.
Yeah,
and then I heard him say Phoenix, but yes, they know.
Yes, so they know. Hey, I'm learning. It's 2018 and I'm learning. I just remember the call outs of the city. And then we have to ask each other, Christine, what do we know that the other cities do not know? I mean, that's the million-dollar question. But
so let's
that's great. That's really neat. I'd never put that into the song.
And to be clear for those of us who didn't know our sort of pre-discussion, I am not a music historian, had never heard this before. And when I listened to it, to me, I took away, oh, these other cities that have Broadway roads, oh, they don't know. This isn't about them. And then he says, Phoenix, yes, they know. And I was like, yay, it's about us.
You got me. But, you know, originally, too, and what kind of got us to this conversation was about the fact that in every city, as the song goes, every town I go in, there's a street. Name of the street is Funky, Funky Broadway. So, and this is their first song, too, Christine. I mean, it's not like, you know, he's written 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 songs. This is the first song that Dyke came up with. And so, you know, maybe in his mind, maybe Phoenix knew the Funky Broadway as maybe the dance. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's what they know that is special here that the other cities don't know yet. But that's very interesting that you would find that in the song this far on.
So how would you describe that music?
Funky, in a word, funky.
Well, and let's go there because it was considered controversial, right?
Well, like, it was. I mean, funky? As I say, that was a big deal. And some stations didn't play the record because of that, even when it came out on original sound. But, you know, times change and people hear more things and are exposed to more things. And then, of course, the word funky, the white kids started using. I mean, so much of the black verbiage and sayings and slangs and stuff pass over to the white side and the Spanish side, and people, it just becomes, you know, more common.
Was this really the first song that had funky in the title and the lyrics, or we
I
just
don't
think-
know. That's a good. We maybe we think it was, but certainly one of the first.
What did you bring with you?
Oh, I brought a CD, probably the best if you are into Dyke. It's Dyke and the Blazers, We Got More Soul, that Ace Records in England put out a few years ago.
Why?
Well, as in all things musical, it seems like the Brits and other countries appreciate our music sometimes more than we do. A lot of the British companies were reissue companies, and so they would take these very obscure soul and funk 45s and bring them into the digital age and put them out on CDs. Sometimes it's like a 12-song greatest hits. In this case, they went all the way back to the vaults. They found unreleased tracks. They remixed a couple of tracks. So this is really a very, very complete set musically, and the liner notes are just very, very in-depth about Dyke's history and the band and the songs.
What happened to Dyke? Because my understanding is he was shot to death.
Yes.
When he was like 27,
28? Yeah, young. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was, it was a very young death and, you know, and very sad. I mean, you would think he was still a man of the streets. I mean, some people change and enjoy and the finer things in life. He always, you know, was a street. He came from the streets and he died on the streets. He didn't. Many people take advantage of the income and, you know, move to the north side of Thomas Road, shall we say, McDowell. But Dyke felt more comfortable on the streets of Phoenix, the gritty streets of Phoenix at the time.
On Funky Broadway.
Yes.